This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In the midst of David's triumphs described in 1 Chronicles, you find a truth we should always remember. 1 Chronicles 21:1 says, "Satan rose up against Israel and incited David to take a census of Israel." Satan is always alert, looking for ways to thwart God's purposes. Never forget, he's our arch enemy. For those in leadership, notice how Satan rose up against Israel, misguiding their leader. David was successful, so Satan suggested something that played into the hand of pride. Thoughts like, "You're successful, David, be sure to keep a count of your citizens. Knowing how many soldiers and resources you can count on will help you plan better in the future." David was an effective administrator. As you read the chapters around this statement, notice how he planned for the future. There's nothing wrong with this, but when he took a census, there was the subtle temptation to rely on human resources rather than God. His commander, Joab, encouraged David to reconsider his decision and rely only on God, but David overruled him. When a leader is unwilling to consider a suggestion or warning from a trusted worker, he is probably wrestling with pride. Job obediently carried out the king's command. Then, after David realized that judgment was inevitable, he confessed his sin and sought forgiveness for his foolishness. Forgiveness doesn't necessarily remove consequences. The sad outcome of David's arrogance and pride as a leader was that many innocent people suffered.